Okay, so today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 18th parak of Maseches Kelim, and we are up to parak Yudches Mishnah Gimel. Hashitava Teva Vamigdal Shenitla Echad Miraglehen. If different types of boxes and cabinets, that one of the legs came off, Aval Pisha Mekablin Toharin, even though they could still hold things, they're going to be Tahar. They're not able to be Mekabal Tuma. Vishen Mekablin Kedarkan, but if they can't hold 40 Sa'ah in the normal way, meaning they can't hold 40 Sa'ah when they're just standing normally, but if you tilt them a little bit, then they can hold 40 sa'ah. So Rabbi Yossi mitame. Rabbi Yossi says they can become tame because they could hold 40 sa'ah. They can't really hold 40 sa'ah in the normal way, and therefore that's not considered something that can actually hold 40 sa'ah. So now we're going to talk about a bed. The Mishnah describes v'naklite amita, the posts of the bed, v'chamor, and the supports of the bed, v'chipoi, and the metal covering of the bed, tahurin, they're all tahur. Ein tamei ela mita umalbein. The only parts of the bed that become tamei are the wooden frame of the bed and the block of wood that the leg of the bed is put into, because it's attached to the leg of the bed, so it's considered part of the bed and can become tame. Umalbine bine levi tahorin, but the blocks of the levium are tahor. So they wouldn't carry their beds with them, but they would take the blocks of their beds and take them with them, and so they weren't really fully attached to the legs of the bed, and therefore they're not considered part of the bed, and they cannot become tame. Mishnah Dalid. Malbin shenasano alashonos. If a block was put on pieces of wool, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Matami, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda say that those pieces of wool are tame, because wood. If a block was put on Lashonos, it's normally Lashonos would be like Lashonos Shal Argaman or something like that. Over here, it doesn't mean that. Over here, it means wood. So if you have a block that's put on a slice of wood, Ramei Rabbi Yehuda Matamin, Ramei Rabbi Yehuda say that piece of wood is Tameh, because they're attached to the block and they normally stay attached to the bed, even if the bed is moved around from one place to another, so it's considered the same unit. So therefore they can become Tameh, just like the bed can become Tameh. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Matarim. But Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon say that the pieces of wood are, in fact, Tahar, because they sometimes are removed from the blocks. Amar Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi says, Mashana zemi malabne b'nei levi, shem malabne b'nei levi taharin. Why is this any difference than the blocks of the b'nei levi, which are Tahar, because they are movable. So these strips of wood should also be Tahar, should likewise be Tahar. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Gimel, we said that the different wooden boxes, that one of the legs came off, even if they could still hold things inside of them, they're going to be tahar. And if they're not able to hold 40 sa'ah in the normal way, but they're only able to hold 40 sa'ah on a tilt, Rabbi Yossi says they're tameh. And then we started talking about beds, and which parts of the beds are mekabel tumah, which parts are not mekabel tumah. And then in Mishnah Dali, we spoke about the blocks that they would use, that would hold the legs of the bed, and when those blocks are able to be mekabel tumah, and when they're not able to be mekabel tumah. Next time we'll pick up with Parak Yudches Mishnah Hey.